It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. Today is the birthday of American author, broadcaster, and musician Mitch Albom, born in 1958 in Passaic, New Jersey. His books have sold over 35 million copies worldwide. Having achieved national recognition for sports writing in the earlier part of his career, he is perhaps best known today for the inspirational stories and themes that emerge from his books, plays, and films. He currently lives with his wife, Janine Sabino, in Detroit. Mitch grew up in a small, middle-class neighborhood which most people never left. He once said that his parents were very supportive but always told him, "There's a big world out there. You go out and see it." He took that message to heart along with his older sister and younger brother. They all traveled extensively. His siblings settled in Europe, and now his parents say, "Great. All our kids went and saw the world, and now no one comes home to have dinner on Sundays." While living in New York, he developed an interest in journalism. Supporting himself by working nights as a musician, he began to write during the day for the Queens Tribune. His work there helped earn him entry into the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. To help pay his tuition, he worked as a babysitter. In addition to nighttime piano playing, he also wrote part-time for Sport magazine. During his years in Detroit, he became one of the most award-winning sports writers of his era. He was named Best Sports Columnist in the nation a record 13 times and won Best Feature Writing Honors a record 7 times. No other writer has ever received the award more than once. Albom's breakthrough book came about after a friend of his saw an interview with Maury Schwartz by Ted Koppel on ABC News Nightline in 1995, in which the sociology professor spoke about living and dying with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Albom, who had been close with Schwartz during his college years at Brandeis, felt guilty about not keeping in touch, so he reconnected with his former professor, visiting him in suburban Boston and eventually coming every Tuesday for discussions about life and death. Seeking a way to help pay for Maury's medical expenses, Mitch looked for a publisher for a book about their visits. Rejected at first by numerous firms, Doubleday finally accepted the idea shortly before Maury's death. Tuesdays with Maury was published in 1997. The initial printing was only 20,000 copies. But as word of mouth grew, its sales slowly increased and landed the book a brief appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show, nudging it into the New York Times bestsellers list in October. It steadily climbed, reaching the number one position 6 months later, where it remained for an astonishing 205 weeks. One of the top-selling memoirs of all time, Tuesdays with Maury has sold over 14 million copies and has been translated into 45 languages. Successfully adapted for film and the stage, Tuesdays with Maury is regularly taught in high schools and universities around the world, where millions can hear Maury's advice to Mitch and to the rest of us. Everyone knows they're going to die, Mitch, but nobody believes it. If we did, we would do things differently. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 23rd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.